morning. It is Monday, May 5th. I hope that you are having a wonderful day today. I hope that you are finding that you are blessed and highly favored by the Lord. You know, we serve a good God. And let us remember that as we enter into the Monday hustle and bustle. I know that some of you today are on your way to work, and maybe you are about to leave. Maybe you've already gotten to the office or your place of employment, and you are looking forward to getting this week started. I think it's a good idea to have an outlook for Monday that is positive and upbeat, because quite often the temptation is to drag because we have a whole week of work and tiredness and long days and things like that. And so that can tend to burden and bind and keep us bound through the rest of the week. So today is your day. Monday is going to be great. And I want to bring a verse to you that I think will bless you. Because this morning I woke up and then I had to wake a few of my children up. My youngest, Ella, got up and climbed right back in the bed, in our bed, and pulled the comforter and everything on her and said, "I'm laying here. I'm still tired." And we were like, "No, you've got tests this week. You need to get up." So we helped her. We got her breakfast and everything. And then one of my other children got up and said that she didn't want to go to school today, and we were like, "Hey, you've only got a few weeks till school's over with, so come on." But I think it's just because it's that Monday. I know that by the end of the day, the children will be fine, and they'll be like, "Okay." So, you know, I hope that that is your outlook too, that you are going to seize this day, and that you are aware that God has good plans for you, and I pray that blesses you. But let me just bring this to you. This is from Psalm 109, and this is a psalm of David, of course. And I think you'll like it. It's probably about six verses, but you'll like this, especially the last verse. Here's what it says: "But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, for the glory of God and for his name's sake." Remember that. "Because your mercy is good, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me." So David was experiencing this thought of being in need and having needs and being emptied, and he needed God to fill him. Okay, "I'm gone like a shadow when it lengthens," David is saying here. "I'm shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My flesh is feeble from lack of fatness." So he's praying and he's fasting, and he needs God to fill him. Verse 25, "I also have become a reproach to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads." And here's 26, "Help me, O Lord my God. Oh, save me according to your mercy, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it." And you know, I think that's a prayer we can pray anytime, friends. I really do. That God did it. You ever heard that phrase before? I know that that I've heard it on several occasions in different settings. And it was just simply this: God did it. So maybe you find yourself coming out of a trial and you feel like you were more in tune with the Lord. Well, you can say God did it. You know, God brought you to that place. Or maybe some prayers have been answered. Maybe today you just feel a joy in your bones that you have not felt in a long time. God did it. And so I want you to embrace that today as you strive in the week, as you get into the hustle and bustle of the week, doing things, maybe feeding your family and preparing things and, you know, whatever it may be. Living life on this earth is less than fulfilling if we do not acknowledge that God can do all things. We have to believe that and we have to embrace it. And then we just watch it. God will do great things. God can do great things. You know, we just came off a weekend where you know, church was wonderful. I thought the whole services went great. And then yesterday, Judy Kennedy's homegoing, if you will, that was just something to behold. You know, all the love and support and, you know, the choir, everything, the memories, it was great. It was something wonderful to be a part of. And so, you know, as we continue on in our town, as we continue on in the church, let us remember that God's got this. whatever's ailing us, whatever is binding us, whatever is burdening us, God's got this. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, anytime I've upset my wife, just annoyed her, she said, "Well, you know, I'm not going to get mad at you, honey. I'm going to take you to the Lord in prayer." So I said, "Please do, honey. You know, He'll deal with me best." So anyway, maybe you find yourself there today. I don't know. But just give it to God. It's going to be okay. And I just want to give you some positivity for this week. I pray that God blesses you. I pray that your week goes well. Know that I'm praying for you, and know that God is with you. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.